Rather than giving a gift of cash this Christmas, Friends of Focus can give a smarter gift. You can choose to give a gift of stock that has appreciated over the last year. You get a tax deduction for the fair market value, avoid tax on the appreciation of the stock, and turn that savings into a gift for families. For more information on non-cash giving, visit FocusNonCashGift.com. That's FocusNonCashGift.com.
As my wife Dina and I were raising our children, I realized it was so important, especially as my girls got a little bit older. We have three girls. To speak words of life and affirmation to them. And I don't think I overdid it. I'm not sure that you can overdo it, but I would notice things and just always tell them, I love you. I love you. I always will love you. There's nothing you can do that will stop me from loving you. And I was very specific about various things. I love your smile. I love how you show up, how you're responsible. I tried to affirm their character. And I'm finding that those things that I said kind of in passing, but intentionally, stuck. They sank in. They're part of my girls' lives. I'm John Fuller in the studio with Dr. Danny Huerta. He leads our parenting and youth department here at Focus on the Family. And let's go ahead and hear more now from some guests we've had on previous episodes, Matt and Lisa Jacobson. They have four daughters and lots of great advice about how to speak simple words of affirmation to your girls.
Matt, you stress the importance of affirming your sons, mm-hmm. and I think I understand that, and I hope I've done a good job of that with my boys, but you're coming from a place where you didn't really have the well of affirmation.
Right.
And it's wonderful how God works that pendulum. You know, so mm-hmm. much of our parenting, I think, if you're aware and you're tuned in, you will start to correct those things you didn't have. Yeah. And I can so relate to that. Yeah. And it sounds like you had that similar experience.
Yes, absolutely. And while saying that as a young child, I didn't really have that affirmation from my dad or my mom, they did change later in life.
Yeah.
So there was a journey that
they were all growing.
They were all growing. But, and again, this is one of those things where you see, hey, is it that big of a deal? You know, but there's so many opportunities through the day, and it is a massively big deal for your son and your daughters to know that you approve of them. You approve of them. So giving them affirmation for the things that they've accomplished, the things that they've done, or how they've acted toward another person, if it's in a good, constructive, and godly way. Every single day is filled with opportunities to affirm who they are and what they've done. And hey, we all know it's filled with opportunities for training and discipline too, when they're young especially. But the thing is that you are so powerful as a parent. And I know a lot of parents out there don't feel powerful. They just feel like, hey, their kids are, you know, moving on in life and the circle's getting bigger and all of that. But your presence and the validation that you can bring to the decisions that they make is so powerful. It helps them build confidence. It helps them know that you're behind them. And every day, if you just look around what happened in your day and what maybe they cleaned up all the bikes off the driveway and as a young kid. You know, our kids did a lot of wood chopping. In fact, I never even lit our fire once in the winter for 10, 12 years because they handled it. But affirming your kids is
and they
so
didn't burn
important.
The house down.
They didn't burn the house down.
This is kind of like catching your children doing well. I think a lot of us have a tendency to find out what they're doing wrong and call them out on that.
Yeah.
But you're saying find them doing right and affirm them in that.
Well, not only that, John, what was hitting me is experts will say try to do a 10-to-1 ratio. Oh. That sounds exhausting, you know, meaning not 10, you know,
negatives
for every one positive, the opposite.
Sure.
For every, you know, one negative, try to augment that with 10 positives.
And it can be a burden until you change your perspective on what you're actually doing.
Right.
And what you're speaking into the life of your son or daughter.
And that does speak life into your son or daughter.
Absolutely.
That's the big thing. Lisa, let me ask you again. I'm coming from no experience just observing my friends, but with daughters, and you alluded to this, there was emotional moments. So many hormone changes are going, both in sons and daughters, but girls seem to have the harder end of that, just with hormone changes and development and all those things. And how do you manage all that? Image, self-image, as a mom to a daughter, how are you encouraging her to be solid in who she is, no matter who she is?
I thought our daughters would, because they did grow up in a solid, loving home, I thought they would just naturally be confident teenagers. I really did. I thought that would just fall into place. And so I was very surprised when my girls did struggle with self-image or wanted to know if they were pretty or if they were okay.
It kind of surprised you.
It did surprise me.
Because you thought they had that.
Yep.
What in a woman's heart, in a girl's heart, is making that disconnect? Why are they so doubtful of what they are, who they are?
I think it comes with the territory, but there's also there's social media, there's your peer influence, and then there's just your own self-doubts, and they all come together somehow in that vulnerable time and just make a mess of your child's heart, your daughter's heart. And so as a parent, rather than that pulling away that we can do when they're teenagers, like give them some, I'm not saying no, give them space, but our girls have said to me, no, Mom, we needed you more than ever in our teen years. We needed you there to speak into our lives and in positive ways, not so much the lectures, just that I believe in you. I love what you're wearing.
Again, affirmation.
Yeah.
As always, some great thoughts from Matt and Lisa Jacobson. Danny, now a few episodes ago with him, we addressed how you encourage your son as he is a young adult. And I'd like you to speak to ways, and you've done this throughout the podcast over the years, but speak to ways specifically about your daughter and how you've helped her to gain confidence.
Yeah, and it's something that you don't just do once, you don't do twice, you consistently do it, just like you said at the beginning of the program. You were saying that you love your daughters and you affirm them along the way all the time. Keep that in mind, and it can be things that are as small as, hey, I noticed you just served in this way in the home, right? And one specific example I'll give, recent one, that's been going on for the last several months is my daughter has gotten into acrobatic straps.
Now, you've mentioned this.
And acrobatic silks. But first it was silks, and she had me try that, and that was very unnatural to see me on any kind of silk thing, right?
Now, this is fabric suspended from, like, rings in the ceiling,
21
right?
feet up in the air. And
so this is like gymnastic stuff.
It is. She goes, Dad, just try it, please. And so then I went, and I tried it. I went upside down, and the whole thing, John, it was very unnatural. My back popped really nice. It was like a free chiropractic adjustment. But then recently she said, Dad, I'm loving straps. So this was a whole new thing. And I said, oh, no, here it comes.
Same kind of thing.
She said, I want you to try it. And I said, you know, you love straps. Tell me more about it. What do they do? Let's watch a video together. Can we see that? I want to see one of the shows.
Now,
you're not
stalling, so she loses the fact that she's trying to get
well,
you to
Well, don't
do this.
Say that
you're
out loud,
You're not doing a risk
John.
Assessment. Yeah. This is showing real concern. So
hopefully she's not listening
yeah,
in,
this
John.
Is really, from your heart, you're concerned and want to learn more.
That's right, I do. And you know what happened was that she said, Dad, could you, let's just try some of the workout. And I said, well, can you modify it for somebody my age and who I am? You know what I mean? Could you modify it a bit? And I don't look like you, and I don't want to get hurt. And so she said, well, let me do it this way and that way. And we had a great time, and she still remembers that and references, Dad, you remember you were spinning, and we were laughing. Those moments are ones where you affirm her interest and what she's into, and then also inviting them into different places. You can say, hey, honey, do you have time? Can we go for a walk? Instead of them having to always invite you or get your attention, you say, hey, do you have a moment? I just want to give you a hug. You know, and then you just give them a hug. That playfulness that a dad can bring into that relationship with a daughter can be very lighthearted and can help calm things down in an otherwise stressful moment for your daughter. There are many different ways that as dads we can affirm our daughters and also let them know it's going to be okay. Mm.
Yeah, that perspective is something many dads are uniquely positioned to offer to their daughters. So let me encourage you to stop by our website for a wealth of other parenting resources. Now, one of those is an article by Dr. Meg Meeker. She's been a popular guest and collaborator with us here at Focus on the Family. It's an article called How to Raise Strong and Confident Daughters. And we're going to link over to that in the episode notes. We heard from Matt and Lisa Jacobson, and we're putting their two books together in a bundle, 100 Ways to Love Your Son and 100 Ways to Love Your Daughter. So make a donation if you can, and we'll send that bundle to you. The link is in the show notes as well. And we'll continue the conversation with Matt and Lisa next time. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Just like a warm fireplace when it's cold outside, the joy of the Christmas season gives comfort. I'm John Fuller, and Focus on the Family is excited to let you know about our Christmas Stories podcast. Each episode brings heartwarming conversations to bring your family closer together and remind you of the hope we have in Jesus. You can enjoy that podcast at focusonthefamily.com/Christmas Stories. Hear past shows and the brand new season 5 at focusonthefamily.com/Christmas Stories.